The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk, actually, well, it's about something that lots of people would be familiar with, but it's on our radar because Rachel O'Dwyer wrote a great piece for it in the Irish Times about these non-communion parties. So in her context, kids in an Educate Together school and the kids not doing their communion want to hold what they're calling an éictre or an adventure, a non-religious rite of passage to coincide with the First Holy Communion that some of the other kids in the school will be doing out of school hours. And David Quinn is with me, the columnist with the Irish Independent, to discuss, as is Aideen Finnegan, presenter of the Better With Money podcast with the Irish Times. You're both very welcome. David, like I said, this is kind of on foot of one article, but it's an experience lots of people will be familiar with, the non-communion party. Do you suspect it's down to what? Down to FOMO, a fear of missing out? Is it down to kind of a yearning for pomp and ceremony? Is it speaking to the importance of rituals in people's lives? What is it?
I think probably all of the above. So speaking to your researcher, I was saying that, and people know this, all societies in the world, for all of recorded history, have celebrations and ceremonies to mark the major events in life. First of all, birth, sometimes naming ceremonies, sometimes when a child hits what, you know, known as the age of reason, around the age of seven, when they reach adulthood. And in the past, it used to be considered that you reached adulthood when you were 12 or 13, and then obviously marriage, and then obviously death as well. So this seems to be something that's indelible to the human species. We just like these ceremonies, and we like these big occasions to mark the kind of major passages in our lives. And so communion has always been one of those here. And I suppose on parents, even if they're non-believing, you know, they see all the other children having a big day and the children feel left out. And so the parents then probably feel obliged, we better put on something for our children. So that seems to be what Rachel O'Dwyer is writing about in the Irish Times today. She mentions Educate Together schools because a lot of parents send their kids to those schools specifically not to have these religious ceremonies and specifically not to get a kind of faith formation. And yet, these events are turning up anyway. So it seems to show how indelible this sort of stuff is for an awful lot of people.
How similar is the timing of these ceremonies across different religions and different communities and civilizations around the world?
Well, I mean, like the really big ones, so birth, marriage and death, I mean, ceremonies for those are absolutely 100% universal.
Yeah.
Christianity comes out of Judaism. So Judaism has something called the Bar Mitzvah, which is when a child reaches kind of religious adulthood. So they're supposed to have an understanding of the Jewish law and that kind of thing. I think Bar Mitzvah literally means son of the commandment, which is the religious commandments. So that's around the age of 12 or 13. And so we have, at least that is Catholics, have confirmation, and so do a lot of Protestants have confirmation, which more or less corresponds to it. So there's three of them, which are completely universal, as I say, birth, marriage, death, and then depending on the religion, they might have something when you reach certain ages, particularly when you're a child and you're moving towards adulthood. So they're awesomely common. But the funny thing is, what's happening increasingly in the world, and I think, you see, all these ceremonies are attached to a kind of community of belief. And when the community of belief, whether it be Hinduism or Judaism or Christianity or Islam or whatever it may be, as those communities of belief decline, the ceremonial seems to decline as well. So there's some children now born into the world. They have no baptism, no ceremony. They have no coming of age ceremony. A lot of people now are not marrying at all. So that's increasingly the case. And even funerals in some societies are becoming increasingly
And, before I go to Aideen on this, do you think that society and those individuals suffer for that? Not necessarily the absence of the religious aspect, putting that aside for a moment, but rather the absence of a ceremony to mark things like that?
Well, it would. I mean, it's kind of beginning to make our society unique in the whole history of the world. So it's just to me, historically speaking and kind of humanly speaking, is a peculiar thing if over time you no longer have major ceremonies and major celebration to mark the major passages of life.
Aideen Finnegan, like I say, with us as well from the Irish Times. Aideen, do you think that there's a value, a societal value, in having ceremonies at different parts of our lives?
I absolutely do. I think they're really important. And I think, as David points out, like, you know, cultures and societies find momentous occasions, no matter what they are, it's something that should be marked. Marriage or coming together should be marked with a ceremony as well. I don't know if it's the first Holy Communion falls into that bracket, though. And so I'm hesitant because I don't want to speak for anyone that, but I'm just surmising from the fact that this opera ceremony has sprouted up.
I tell you what, we'll get you back. We're going to get you back on a slightly better line. But on that point, David, of whether the First Holy Communion falls into this category, it's probably instructive to talk a little bit about the timing of it and why it is timed at this particular moment. It's to do with reason, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it used to be kind of age 7 when you'd make it, and now they shifted it up a couple of years. I think it's age 9 now. It's kind of to do with the age of reason. And obviously, within Catholicism, being able to receive communion for the first time is a very big deal. And, you know, you can't give it to children who have no understanding at all of what they'd be receiving. So therefore, you have to have reached a certain level of maturity in order to understand it. But as I say, you know, Hinduism is something roughly equivalent to it as well. I can't remember what it's called, but it's, as I say, roughly equivalent. So, I mean, something to coincide with the age of reason is not quite so common as the other three I was mentioning, which was birth, marriage, death. But they are pretty common all the same. I mean, I must say, like if you look at what's happening to how marriage is evolving in Ireland, which is obviously a really major point in life. So even though Ireland is now recorded its lowest ever marriage rate, that was last year, obviously a hell of a lot of people still get married, and everybody who gets married wants a ceremony. But what's interesting, looking at the figures, and it's kind of an indication of how society is changing, like, if you go back 20 or 30 years, 95% of marriages in Ireland were done with a Catholic ceremony. Mm. That's now down to 1 in 3. And the number of marriage ceremonies that could be very broadly called New Age has gone up to 1 in 4.
Yeah.
And, like if you look at the marriage stats from the CSO, there's an organization I never heard of until a couple of years ago called One Spirit Ireland. And they did 1,000 wedding ceremonies last year. So that shows that's about 5 times as many as the Church of Ireland. So that shows 2 things. One is a lot of people are still getting married, but B, marriage is changing rapidly in Ireland, and a lot of people are going for what you might call spiritual ceremonies.
Aideen, apologies. We've got you back in a better line there. The point you were making
is that I don't think that the Holy Communion is important enough to happen across all those different cultures. And I think the reason why this octra thing has sprung up is because, despite children at the age of 7 or 8 getting to what's technically called the age of reason, and I think they've cognitively moved on from their childhood, their early childhood, they still don't have enough reason to go, well, why is that? You know, I don't really understand religion. I don't know why they're having that ceremony. All I know is that I feel left out.
They have enough reason to realise that they want the 1,000 euro that the lad sitting next to them in school is going to get.
Basically, like, I don't think when they get to confirmation age they're going to have the same problem. I think they'll have wrapped their heads around the fact that, you know, some people are members of a religion. But at this age, I can tell you, I just remember, for me, when I was 7 making my communion, I was like, give me the damn white dress. I want to look like a bride, you know. And I think even if kids are going to an Educate Together school, they're not immune to seeing this all happening around them. They will have cousins. They will be attending the communion of their first cousin. They will see kids in the estate getting dressed up. So they have an awareness that they're missing out on these things. I'm facing into this at some point with my own daughter, because we didn't baptize her and I didn't get married in the church and all that kind of thing. And yet I will go along with whatever happens on that day to make her feel a bit special. It, grudgingly, if it's some new age hippie ceremony that's organized, or if it's just, I'm going to take her out and she's going to pick a beautiful dress and we'll have a bouncy castle in the back garden. I don't know what it is yet. All I know is that she's not going to be able to understand what's a god. What's this? What are all these kids doing? Why does that person get like a gaming console? You know, and I can't explain that to her.
No, but you know what? Sorry, beyond that religious aspect, I just what I come back to in this is, I just feel that there is, and you and David have spoken to this already, that there's there's a value to the congregational aspect of all of this. And I don't mean that in a religious sense, but just in a community, and whether that community is the people who live around you or it's your extended family or whatever it happens to be, particularly in a society that seems to more and more to celebrate the individual.
But when they're seven, I think it's very important to mark a birth. I think a marriage is an important thing. I'm not religious, and I don't know if a church will take me when I die. But I have told my family, you can have a funeral for me. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be here. A funeral is for you. It's for, you know, for the people who loved me to gather. So I absolutely understand the value of these things. And I don't actually think on the issue of funerals, I don't think lots of ceremonies have been replaced with a secular alternative, be it a humanist ceremony or whatever. I don't think in Ireland anyway, I don't think the funeral has been replaced. You know, I've been to crematoria, you know, for people who are having a service outside of the church, and it's not the same. It, you know, you don't get the same sense of community from it. I don't personally believe, but like I said, like, each to their own. And I think if my family wants to have a funeral for me, great, go ahead and do it. But at the age of seven, like at this random arbitrary point in a child's life, no, I don't. I think people are a bit addicted to the ceremony of it, and people are really wedded to tradition. I'm not personally very wedded to traditions, generally speaking, but of course I wanted to have a wedding and I wanted to have some sort of a ceremony. So I'm not saying that I don't care about tradition, but what I'm saying is a lot of people care an awful lot more about, you have to have a community. You have to get, have to be, you know, do you know what I mean? And I think at the age of seven, you could go along with that, but I don't think there's like the same community need or the value of gathering when the child is seven, basically.
Aideen, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Aideen Finnegan is a journalist with the Irish Times, and she is as well the presenter of the Better With Money podcast. And David Quinn is a columnist with the Irish Independent. David, thank you as well. 087 1400 106. I'll give a plug as well again for Rachel O'Dwyer's piece in the Irish Times today. Well worth the read, very funny too. Tony says, our daughter attended Catholic primary school. She has no belief but wanted her big day in a fancy dress. The parish priest facilitated all those without belief so that they could be included. Before the kids approached the altar, the parish priest announced, if you don't want to receive the sacrament, just fold your arms. It was a lovely and very inclusive ceremony. At the age of seven, says somebody else, the child understands the use of reason. This is why non-Catholic practicing parents wish to mark this milestone. Not fear of missing out. Come on, they say. I suspect David Quinn is right when he said it's a bit of both, actually, and other things mixed in. Brian in Dublin says it would make perfect sense that society celebrated a child surviving birth, a child getting into the point of rationality, and a child entering adulthood. Given how significant these events were for the community as a whole, they are not necessarily religious events, but societal events. And one more for the moment, but as always, strong views when you talk about this type of thing. I would prefer to not bother with anything. I'd sooner just have a normal Saturday and not bother with any marking or special something or other in lieu of a communion. I'll celebrate their birthday with a bouncy castle instead, says that parent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.